We're really happy to have Jerry Vandiver joining us here again tonight. Jerry has been on the Roadhouse several times. He originally hails from Kansas City and now living in Nashville. And he's had his songs recorded by so many different folks like Tim McGraw, Phil Vassar, Barbara Mandrell, Lee Greenwood, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Wow,
that's quite a cast of bands right there, of players. He's had a top five single on called Don't Waste It on the Blues. It was a Gene Watson song, a top 20 hit with Go Down Swinging. That was Wild Rose. And a number two tune on Tim McGraw's For a Little While. And I think we mentioned earlier on in the show that Jerry has right on his website, he has songs on over 15 million records.
That is pretty cool.
Sold. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Jerry, I want to thank you for joining us here tonight.
It's my pleasure.
You know, it would help a lot if I put your mic on. Yeah.
It's my pleasure. I'm tickled to be here. We missed last year. I didn't get on last year, and I missed it, and I'm glad to be back. It's
well, we're really happy. We feel pretty tickled that you're able to stop by here. And you brought a good friend of yours who was also on the program earlier, and that's Cheyenne. And Cheyenne's also an award-winning songwriter and plays many instruments, performs in northwestern Ontario. Been performing for a long time, haven't you, Cheyenne?
A few years, yeah.
She's not that old.
No? Well, no. But she started very young.
I did start young, yeah.
Three. It says three here on there. Wow, 3 o'clock you've been, or 3 o'clock, 3 years old you've been performing on the stage since you were, what, 9 years old or something?
Nine was my first actual show, yeah.
Okay, yeah, pretty impressive.
And I'm 10 now.
You could pass for close to that.
Oh, sure.
There's a computer screen between us, so
I can't
see, but I'm guessing that that's not quite true.
No.
Well, how did you two get together?
Well, I tell you how we got together. Your buddy Rick Skoog introduced us a couple of years ago when I came up, and I was actually heading to Thunder Bay on a canoe trip and in Wabakimi. And when I came back through, Rick said, you need to meet my friend Cheyenne. She's a singer-songwriter up there, very talented. And we got together, and over the last few years, we've actually enhanced the friendship, and now it's turned into a professional one. We've written several songs together, and I got to co-produce her last CD that she just came out. And so it's been a great professional relationship as well as a great friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, how much time do you get to spend up in this neck of the woods, Jerry?
Not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough. Yeah. This time, I'm here. I'm actually going to be here, and then I'm going into Sawville, and then I'm going into Ely. So I'm going to be actually in the area for about 3 weeks.
Great.
And I'm playing tonight at Betsy's, What's Upstairs, and then I think it's the 25th. Yes, it is. Well, actually, and tomorrow night I'm playing at Tuscarora Lodge.
We
do our third annual acoustic concert up there. It's really fun.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it's really, really a great time. That Andy and Sue have been real accommodating, and we have fun. Then I'm going to Sawville to play with Bill Hansen and his cronies.
Wow.
On the 25th at Sawville. And then I'm heading over to Ely.
You really got this mapped out well.
Yeah. It took a while to put it all together, but it's going to be fun. I call it my paddling and picking tour.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to convince him to come up to Ear Falls for a show that I got going on there.
But. Yeah, she's got a big show going on in early August. She's trying to convince me to go. It sounds pretty tempting. We'll see.
Why not? I know you're also so busy with other parts of your career, Jerry. You know, you're playing a lot in Nashville. You also, I didn't mention in the introduction, but you've authored a songwriting workbook.
Yes, I have. It's called Your First Cut, a step-by-step guide to getting there. And I do workshops centered around that book to kind of help songwriters understand the roadmap and the process it takes to get their songs heard, and with a lot of luck and persistence and talent, maybe even get it on the radio.
So with your career being so busy, to sneak away for 3 weeks is pretty good.
It is. But you know what? That's the nice thing about being self-employed, or as I like to say, gainfully unemployed. You know, is I can be my own boss and say, I think I'll take off these 3 weeks. So
Yeah.
It's fun.
Now, Cheyenne, are you on? Now, Jerry has a new CD out called True and Deep that really is based in one of his real loves, which is canoeing, right, and the kind of country that we have here. Are you on this one, Cheyenne? I don't know if you...
Actually, yes.
She is, as a writer.
There we are.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
and on Fish Dance Lake with the...
oh, that's right.
The Ojibwe
yeah,
chant.
She did a... we wrote a song together about an experience I had at Fish Dance Lake with the pictographs. Very quickly, I was out there on a solo trip several years ago, and I was trying to get to the pictographs, and there was a big wind and a storm that prevented me from doing that. But just as I rounded the bend towards there, I kneeled down and kind of gave myself into the elements, and the wind died, and I almost drifted there. And I felt a presence. I really, really did. And other people have said that they've had a similar experience. Cheyenne, being of Ojibwe descent, I mentioned that story to her, and she talked about some of the legends of her people there, and so we wrote a song about it. And so not only is she a writer on it, then she also did a chant on that piece as well. So
yeah. You know, it'd be fun if you guys could do a tune for us. What do you have in mind?
Gosh, I could do anything. You want to do? I could do one. Why don't we do? We were talking earlier about Camp Coffee.
Yes.
For all you paddlers out there, it's coffee is quite an important issue in the camping experience. Mm-hmm. And I actually interviewed a lot of people about their coffee routine, and had a lot of fun putting this together. And actually, we wound up making a little YouTube video of it. And there's actually so far 6,000 views of it. And shall I play it now?
Oh, that'd be great. Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
This is called Camp Coffee. Especially for all you caffeine addicts out there. Crawl out of the tent, first thing I do, fire up the pocket rocket, start the brew. Wait for a whiff of that wake me up aroma, and then I'm in a happy camper moment. With my hands around the mug, watching the mist rise, the first hot sip, opening my eyes. French press, ground fresh, dipping bag, percolator, Nescafe, gourmet, special blend, you know a savor. Time with my morning cup of camp coffee. Later tonight, when dinner's long gone, the campfire started and the dishes are done. A blue mug's waiting with my caffeine fix, and a little extra something's thrown into the mix. With my hands around the mug, watching the sunset, the first hot sip, how good can it get? Swiss Miss chocolate chip, dunk a little cookie in, it's Jim Beam Irish cream, Maker's Mark amaretto, put it in my evening cup of camp coffee. Bear got the food, no problem. Lost the tent pegs, I can solve it. Holes in the tarp, that's easy to fix. Oh, but run out of coffee, it's the end of the trip. I gotta have my hands around the mug, watching the mist rise, the first hot sip, opening my eyes. French press, ground fresh, dipping bag, percolator, Nescafe, gourmet, special blend, you know a savor. Swiss Miss, chocolate chip, dunk a little cookie in it, Jim Beam Irish cream, Maker's Mark amaretto, it's all about me and my cup. It's something that'll never give up. Have a seat, I'll pour you a cup of camp coffee. Camp coffee. Yes, I will have another cup, sweetheart. Camp coffee.
Wow, that's really fun, Jerry.
Thanks.
I love that.
Isn't that something, Ann? I knew you'd like that one.
Oh, she a serious coffee drinker?
Yeah, I am. And that was just, that's really sweet. I will remember that the next time I'm outside drinking my coffee.
Excellent. I'm glad you will.
You know, it's not just, you know, it's not just the visual you get from a song like that. And it's the smell.
Oh.
You just want to smell it, you know, right away in the morning.
It is that wake me up aroma.
Yeah, exactly. But and it's a really fun song, but like all of your songs that I listen to, it's also so well crafted.
Well, thank you.
You know, it's easy just to listen and have fun, but how did that flow for you? I mean, it's a topic you knew really well. You knew what you wanted to do.
Yeah, that one is interesting. I actually did interview a lot of paddling friends about their coffee rituals in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. Because some people like the little dipping bag. They're okay. And some people said, no, you've got to have gourmet blend. Yeah, Anne's one of the gourmet blend kind, I can see. You know. And so it was really fun to talk to these people and get their rituals. And as I was kind of concocting how I wanted to write this, quite honestly, this happens to me frequently. I was walking the dogs, and I was in this pace of walking the dogs, and that rhythm came out with me, and I started thinking French press, ground fresh, dip and bag, percolate, and just kind of started to flow into that, and it
does have a bounce.
Yeah, it came out pretty easy.
As you're saying walking a dog, I can see that now. I can feel it.
In some cases, the dog was walking me, but it was that it was that rhythm, yeah.
That's pretty good. Now you're walking the dog and smelling the coffee. Life can't
be
much
ritual.
Better, yeah. Other than the canoe, that's got to be
that's
out
true.
There somewhere, yeah.
I want coffee.
you're a coffee drinker too, Cheyenne?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
So we'd need to have that along if you're on the canoe trip.
Oh yeah.
Oh, definitely.
French press.
My boyfriend and I only drink fresh, percolated, fresh ground coffee every morning.
Okay.
Go through the extra trouble because it's so delicious.
So she's a percolator person.
She's a percolator.
I'm a percolator.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I tell you what, I love that smell.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing that came to mind.
And you're not a coffee drinker.
No.
But the smell doesn't entice you to...
I still love the smell.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's just great. So now, Jerry, you've just come up, I think, yesterday, and you're going out canoeing tomorrow.
Actually, I came up... Yeah, you're right. It was yesterday. It seems like longer than that. But yeah, we're going out tomorrow, staying at actually going up to Tuscarora tomorrow, mm-hmm. playing at Tuscarora tomorrow night, and then putting in on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you've got 3 weeks up here. You're going to be canoeing most of the time?
It's about 50-50. That's why I call it the picking and paddling tour.
Sure.
Making a couple of other appearances, like I mentioned before, and then paddling in between. And it's the best of both worlds for me. It's who I am and what I love. So,
how is the new CD going?
It's going great. Maybe you know about this. There's a big paddle sports convention in Madison, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. called Canoocopia.
Yes.
And they're always loaded with speakers, and 22,000 people come through the turnstiles. And Darren, who is the instigator of the whole process, it's a wonderful event. And we got to talking, and he's never had music there. But so I presented him some of the songs, and we kind of put a plan together, and I brought a band up to Canoocopia, and we performed like 5 times there with the band, and it was just a blast. It was a great success. I'll even humbly tell you, I got a couple of standing ovations.
Hey, perfect.
Not too unhappy to say that. And so Darren wants us back, and we're working on getting some sponsorships, maybe. And
really?
Yeah. So it's been an incredibly fun project. It's been ambitious because it's such a niche market, but I'm getting great reviews. One of them was yours, by the way. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Gary.
Even from the surprisingly, even the music industry in Nashville has kind of embraced it. I'm quite surprised about that, and got a great review there from a guy that's a very tough reviewer, but he was very, very, very kind. And so, yeah, it's going well. Sales are good. It's been a real labor of love. Mm-hmm. I mean, have I broken even on it yet? No, but I hope to. But if I don't, my objective was, I've always wanted to do something like this. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really glad I got to. It's just a fun project.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's a niche market, so it limits what you can do with it. But you've got the songs out there that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Number one, you know, and of course, everybody else who experiences what you've experienced are going to also.
That's what's been the feedback, and that's what's been fun about that. When I play it, people come up and say, especially the coffee song.
They say,
I have been there so many times, or the Fish Dance Lake song, and several others. They just say, I've been there, I love it, and thanks for speaking to me on these terms, and you're connecting with me. And that was my objective. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really pleased that it's happened that way.
Well, now that I've heard more about the Fish Lake Dance
Fish Dance Lake.
Yeah, I'd really... How about you, Ann? Would that
absolutely,
something you'd like?
Well, you know what? Let's do this.
Okay.
Why don't we put that... Why don't we play that off the recording?
Okay.
Because there's some pretty neat parts in it.
And a lot of harmony.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, we're, we are going to do this song tonight live
at
Betsy's.
You need a drum, and we don't have a drum here.
Ah, right.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Ann could play a drum.
No, she couldn't.
Come on, Ann.
No, she couldn't. She'd love to, but... Oh, good. Well, luckily we have a CD player.
Well, maybe you could introduce this in again a little bit, and I'll hit the magic button here in just a second.
This is a song that I wrote with my friend Cheyenne from Thunder Bay, and it's about my experience paddling at Fish Dance Lake to the pictographs there. And it was a wonderful experience. It was humbling and moving and spiritual, and it's called Fish Dance Lake. Or this, actually, I take it back. It's called The Spirit of Fish Dance Lake.
Where the northern lights dance across the night, an Ojibwe keeper waits. Watching over the sacred walls and the spirit of Fish Dance Lake. My heart was low as the morning mist that had yet to lift that day. Still another hand led my paddle on to the spirit Dance Lake. Then the skies came alive and the waters rose and the voice of the wind did roar as I held myself and the water stilled, and the fog began to fade, and I let my heart lift above the clouds to the spirit of Fish Dance Lake. Then I felt her smile as her eyes met mine, and I slowly drifted away. Where the northern lights dance across the night, an Ojibwe keeper waits, watching over the sacred walls and the spirit of Fish Dance Lake. Thank you.
Well, that was Jerry Vandeveer and Cheyenne in Jerry's CD, True and Deep. And that was The Spirit of Fish Dance Lake.
Beautiful.
Wasn't
Thank
that
you.
Something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure sounds great with the headphones on.
Yeah.
It sounds good any way you listen to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it was a little bit of a departure, quite a bit of a departure, this last CD from what you what you normally write. And you've just had some great songs over
thank
the
you.
Years. Have you got something? I know you're in the middle of promoting this one, but does your mind always work forward?
Oh yeah, constantly. In fact, right after I finished that CD, I had a what I call a mainstream recording session.
Okay.
And wound up recording five new songs. I'm kind of hoping I have a kind of a dream, and I don't know if I'll be able to pull it off, to put out a new CD of not paddling songs sometime this fall. I have an idea of what I want to do with it. I've got a kind of a fun concept. It's going to be real acoustic, but it's going to have some of my hits in an acoustic version, and it's going to have some songs that haven't been. I'm thinking about calling Hits and Misses, and just have some fun with that. So.
I like the idea of classifying music as paddling and non-paddling.
Yeah. There's two kinds of music, paddling and non-paddling.
How does that work, Jerry, as far as your songs have been performed by so many different folks out there, so many really talented people
lucky.
As well.
Yeah.
Do they usually pick them up after you've recorded them, or are these songs that you've written for those people?
No, that's a great question. There are times when a publisher I'm working with or whatever say, hey, Reba's cutting in 2 weeks, write a song for her. And every time I've tried to do that and forced it out, I've just fell flat. And I think this is kind of a regular process for the songwriting community most of the time, but it becomes writing a song that means something to you, demoing the song that makes it palatable and accessible to the public and the business, if that makes any sense, and makes it sound like it's supposed to be on the radio. That's the important part. Mm-hmm. And then pitching that song to people that, once you demo it, it's like, wow, that would be a good pitch to Tim McGraw, or that would be a good pitch to Brad Paisley, or that would be a good pitch to Carrie Underwood, or whatever. Now there's other 6,000 other writers that are doing the same thing, you know, but so that's essentially, you write the song, you go in the studio and demo it, and then pitch it around and hope and pray, and with a little luck and persistence and patience, it lands somewhere. And that's how really, I've been very fortunate. I've had about 30 major label cuts, and that's really essentially how it's always happened. Sometimes you pitch it to the record label. Sometimes you get lucky, you know the artist, and pitch it to them, or maybe even write it with them. I've had that luck a couple of times. Mm. Or sometimes you pitch it to the producer. Sometimes you pitch it to the bus driver. Sometimes you pitch it to the gardener. You know, anybody that'll listen. And every once in a while, on rare occasions, they stick.
It sounds a little stressful to me. You know, I'm used to an organized way things happen, and it becomes kind of, there's a little luck involved besides just
luck involved.
The hard work you've done in the past.
There's a lot of luck involved. I mean, I said 6,000 other writers, and I wasn't joking. There's, you know, I mean, in fact, I've known some major label projects in which where they're recording 10 to 12 songs on an album, and the staff, including management, production, A&R, and labels, and the staff have listened to record 12 songs, have listened to 6,000 songs.
Oh my God!
So the odds are amazing. There is a lot of luck. So when it does come through, when it's a miracle, and it's a miracle to celebrate.
Huh?
Yeah.
You must have some really favorite songs out there that you've done that haven't been recorded by other folks. I mean, you must say, why not this one?
Yeah, that happens frequently. Yeah.
Why did they pick this other one?
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know, you know, but it, for whatever reason, the people that hear it and do say yes, which is that rare, wonderful event, they hear it. It fits what they want to do and what they want to say. It's a real honor when an artist wants to take your song and say, I want to invest me in my career in this song. I'm going to make this song mean something to me and my audience. And I'm real honored by that. And so you just never know when sometimes that'll strike. And so my objective is always just to try to write the best song I can write, make it even if it's, you know, make them laugh, dance, cry, sing, you know, one of those things. And hopefully it'll find a home. And if it doesn't, I'll play it up here at Betsy's.
Yeah. Well, I bet you have something else in mind that you can do live here, you and
sure. You want to do Birch, Cedar, Spruce?
Sure.
Okay. This is a song that Cheyenne and I wrote last summer, and we wrote it up in Thunder Bay. I was doing a workshop up there, and I love this song, and I'm really proud of how it came out. We produced it in Nashville. She came to Nashville last November, and we produced it, and I'll let her give it a title
the song
and start
a little
it.
Bit. Sure. Yeah. The essence behind the song, it's actually like my entire album, this is my third album, is evolved around these three trees, this birch, cedar, spruce. And I was walking with my boyfriend down the river on our property, and I looked to my right and I saw these three trees, a birch, a cedar, and a spruce, and they all look like they're coming out of the same stump. Mm-hmm. Like they seriously look like they all started together, but obviously they're not because they're different species. And I thought, like, wow, how magical that one didn't overtake one of the other ones, and they just literally grew up together. And being a First Nations descent, that really struck me as something very powerful. So when Jerry came up to visit and to do a workshop, and we had a couple shows lined up, I said, you know, Jerry, you got to come and check out these trees. And so he came out, and he was just as, like, brought, like, emotionally to these trees as I was. So I said, how would you feel about writing a song together about this? And the other reason why I really wanted to honor these trees and why they're on my album is they're extending the Trans-Canada Highway into a double lane. And unfortunately, it's going to go right over these beautiful trees. So we're going to lose them. But this is a way for me to try to keep them alive.
They all began from the same scent, planted so gently by the Creator's hand, leaning on each other as they grew, grounded by their interwoven tangled roots, birch, cedar, and spruce. Winds of change, they still remain together, and though their branches all may fade, the spirit stays forever. Isn't that like me and you? Birch, cedar, and spruce. We all may be different, but we're all the same. Every seed sown from a common grain, leaning on each other as we need to do, grounded by each other's interwoven roots, like the birch, cedar, and spruce. And we will bow to the winds of change, we still remain together, and though our branches all may fade, our spirit stays forever. Isn't that really the truth? Birch, cedar, and spruce. Isn't that really the truth? Birch, cedar, and spruce.
What a beautiful song.
That was lovely.
What a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's Cheyenne, everybody. And I'd like to mention that There's a couple of APCMA awards that Cheyenne has won. In 2010, she won the Female Aboriginal Entertainer of the Year Award. She won the Best Produced Album of the Year Award. In 2011, she was the Young Alumni of the Year up in the Lakehead. And in 2010, this is what I want to hear about. You won a Citizenship Award in Thunder Bay, Cheyenne.
Yes. I do a lot of volunteer work, and I do a lot of youth work, and in the winter time, I organize ice road tours to go far up north, and the only way to get in there is either by plane in the summertime or using the ice roads over the lakes. And but I don't just sing. I'll work with the youth and look at their art, and I select a youth from each community and bring them to Thunder Bay for a few days once a year to work with them artistically and hook them up with artists that are similar to them. And then I also organize a really big show at the community auditorium, which is a huge venue, bigger than most of the communities that they come from, and put them on the stage and let them perform. And so
that's great.
Why I got that award.
And I should also mention you have a brand new CD of your own out. I believe it came out earlier this summer.
Just a couple weeks ago, actually.
Wow. Interwoven Roots.
Yeah.
And Jerry's got it right there with him.
Okay.
You're going to have that with you tonight up at Betsy Bowen's What's Upstairs.
Yep.
You betcha. And I was going to mention that if you want to hear these two, Jerry and Cheyenne, you can hear them at 7:30 tonight at Betsy Bowen's What's Upstairs. That's at 301 First Avenue West in Grand Marais.
It's going to be fun. What a great venue that is.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you know the history of that as a playhouse and as a church prior to that.
Yeah. It's just gorgeous. It's wonderful.
And Betsy saved that building, more
good
or less.
Good for her.
And she took all the bats out of the belfry there, actually out of the tower. They found their way in there. But it's a historic old building. It was the Bethlehem Church for many years. Yeah. Great place to play.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I imagine you've been busy, Cheyenne, with promoting your new album.
Fairly busy. I got some working on getting it on air with the Radio Tracker up in Canada and some spots in the States, and working on music videos and, you know, the awards coming up, working on that. And then I'm doing a couple of tours with the Thunder Bay Symphony, and they're doing mostly songs from this album. And that's in the fall and in February as well. So there's quite a bit of stuff coming up.
She's just fairly busy. She's on the go all the time.
Well,
I can't believe she said that. Yeah.
And for folks out in the listening audience, Cheyenne is spelled Shyanne.
With a hyphen between the two.
And a hyphen between the two. So if you want to pull up her website, I imagine the simplest is to Google that.
Yeah.
And you'll pop right up, and it's a very well-produced website. All this information is right there, including her bio. So
the shows are going to be up in a couple of weeks. I actually really just got the website finished as of Friday.
Oh, wow.
So I revamp it with every CD, so the shows need to be added yet.
We have time for about one more song.
Okay.
What do you think? What would be fun to do?
I'm kind of, you know, we haven't done, I'll tell you what, if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind doing one of my brand new songs. We talked about that earlier, songs that I have recorded, and you just wonder if it'll ever get recorded and why not or whatever. This is one of them. This is we just finished recording this a couple of months ago, and I was really happy how it came out. And this is called, that's right, we gotta have a guitar mic. I forgot about that. All right, there we go. How's that work?
I think that's gonna work good.
Okay, this is called There Is a Woman. There is a woman that I love, who's found and captured my love. All I can do is render my heart and soul surrender to her every whim. Then when I imagine a love, I lose myself into. There is a woman. is the lover that I have, unlike any other I've had. And when we're bound completely, all our surroundings sweetly disappear into a wisp of blissful air, and the two of us become as one. And there is a lover. And when this earthly dance is ended, I pray that my eternal mission will have my arms around her shoulders, and we could dance this dance all over and over. There is a spirit that binds us, the depth of which defines us, and every breath reminds us this love we have is timeless, in which there lies a passion I never knew I had. And when my eyes meet hers, I see there is a spirit. There is a lover. And there is a woman.
Wow, Jerry, that's just a beautiful song.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It means a lot to me.
Can people find that song? Have you recorded it yet, or is that one of the five?
I have recorded it,
okay,
but it isn't released yet. That's what I'm hoping to put on my CD project if I'm able to complete that by this fall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so but thanks for asking. Just they can, you know what they can do is they can tell you what, if they want to order my Paddle Song CD online, I'll send them a free MP3 of that song.
Wow.
Wow, that's a nice deal.
You heard it first here at WTIP.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, we had a caller who called to ask, is the Tuscarora event tomorrow night open to the public?
It is very much so. And
good.
It's no charge.
And do you know at what time?
7:30, I believe.
All
maybe
right.
a little loose, but you're welcome to come. Please do. We'd
excellent.
Love to have you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller, for asking that question.
Yeah. The more the merrier.
Absolutely.
I would guess up
there.
Yeah. You know, it's been a really hot summer here in Minnesota. And of course, weather is changing. You know how the whole story is. So I always think about Nashville when I see you or I see John Vesner or somebody else.
Sure.
Summers in Nashville, what's it like?
It's brutal.
Okay. Okay. Well, that kind of fit my thought.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There was this last little heat wave we had. We had consistent three-digit temperatures. A couple of days, 105. We had one day it was officially 109 degrees.
Wow.
And that was not. Now that's unusually hot.
Yeah.
And that was not a heat index. That was the real mercury in the thermometer.
That's just the temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when it's like that? You kind of get adapted to.
No.
No.
That's just.
Yeah.
Do you get adapted to the winters up here?
Well, actually, they're changing too.
Well, that's true. Good point.
I was in Uganda one time visiting a friend down there, and it was 125 degrees.
Oh, wow!
And I didn't know what to do. Lay on the concrete.
Was there no air conditioning?
Oh no.
This
is a remote village up in the northern part. No. There was no electricity.
No water.
Well, there was a little. I shouldn't say that. There was a local. Electricity just went to a few houses, but at any rate, I kind of know that heat is not for me.
You know,
so it's a great time to come up and go canoeing.
It is. It is. And jump in the water
when you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say one more time that Jerry Vandiver has been with us for the better part of this last half hour, along with Cheyenne. I want to thank you so much
for
making WTIP one of your stops,
yes,
in particular to
it
the
is.
Roadhouse.
I'm a member listener, by the way.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah.
We like thank to have you. That.
Sure.
We appreciate that.
I encourage
that.
Everybody to
we
be sure
that. And do. Thank you for bringing Cheyenne.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Great to have you both here.
Wow, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
We're pretty lucky here at the Roadhouse,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We get to hear more great music in the
isn't
studio.
That fun?
We're really lucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We do. And I hope that you will feel free to come again the next time you're up here.
I'll keep you posted.
Let us know when that can be.
Thank you, Buck.